BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, clocking in, holding things down for No Limit Larry. He is out this morning, 5:53. If you're waking up and hearing my voice right now, 43 degrees outside with a high of 50. It's gonna be cold, so make sure you bring out that big coat. I'm not in the madhouse by myself. I got my brother with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
What's up, Burp?
What's up?
Welcome back.
How was your holiday?
Oh, my holiday was wonderful. I got a lot of rest. I got a lot of rest this holiday season, just hanging out with family and friends, and really just had a good time. How about you?
Mine was great. A lot of food. Lots and lots and lots and lots of food.
Lots of food, Bert.
Yeah, it was good, too. My mama made her rice pudding.
I saw that. Thanks for tagging me on that.
Yeah, I love my mama's rice pudding. she said she got some more left, so I'm going to go get some today.
Did you make anything?
No, I didn't cook. I was going to make rice pudding, but mama made it.
So okay.
I didn't need to.
I tried a new dish this year.
What?
And it turned out great.
What?
It was seafood stuffing or seafood dressing.
Seafood
dressing. So it had crab and shrimp in it. It was delicious.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
I don't eat regular stuffing, regular dressing.
Oh man. For the longest, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister-in-law, her mother, would make it every year. And I tried hers and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I like this.
Mm.
You know, but I've never been brave enough to try it.
Mm.
But I found a good, simple, easy recipe, whipped it on up, and it was so good. Oh, my goodness.
Seafood dressing.
Yes. Oh, it's called, like, Southern Seafood Pinterest. You can find anything on Pinterest. And I found the recipe. Shout out to La 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 Leslie. She came and ate it at the house.
She did?
Yes.
Hi, Leslie.
So we had a good time, and then I had an opportunity to go check out former Dub C, West Charlotte High School player, Cartier. He was in town. They were playing against UNCC. You know he goes to upstate, so
Yeah. Had
a chance to go see him play
Okay. And
do his thing. What else did I do? Did you go to the movies?
I didn't.
So you still haven't seen
today.
Queen and Slim?
I'm going to, as soon as I leave here, I'm going today.
Okay.
I had shows all weekend.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go. I was out of town. Shout out to Lena Oots. We were in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my weekend.
Well, speaking of shows, Burp, I pulled this story just for you.
Uh-oh.
Because I want to know what you think about this one, okay?
Uh-oh.
You know Pete Davidson.
Yes.
You know, he's made headlines multiple times for some of his jokes. Yeah, a lot of them that he does. Well, recently, he did a show.
Mm.
And when fans got there, you know, normal practice is when, you know, for comedians, when they're doing a recorded show, they take your phone.
Right.
They take your phone because they don't want you to leak the jokes ahead of time.
Right.
Right? Well, not only did he take phones and smartwatches.
Smart. That's smart.
Okay. He had everybody in the audience sign an NDA.
Makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
I am so surprised that you would be in favor of this. I just sort of think that this is going overboard.
It's not, because people do anything to go viral.
Wow.
They would do anything. And when you're working out your material, especially if he has a special coming out, if he's going to tape a special, when he's in the comedy club, when comedians are in the comedy clubs going across the country, They're testing their material out to see what works, to see what doesn't work. So when they film their special, it's polished. This is what they want everybody to see when they finally record it. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to leak it ahead of time, because then when it's aired, it's like, oh, I already saw that.
Well, if they breach the agreement, it will result in a $1 million fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Bert. I'm in favor of all that. Wow. All that. Ain't nobody. They could be quiet. They probably ain't even going to say they went to the show. No.
You know, someone posted a tweet and it said, went to the Pete Davidson show. Don't ask me how it was. I signed an NDA.
Exactly. You're welcome.
Can't talk about it. I signed an NDA.
You're welcome.
It's
in comedy. You can only do something like that with comedy, because you practice your stuff for it to be seen later. And this is the only way we can practice is in the comedy clubs. So if we try it out and we try it and we try it and we try it, and then you leak it, it defeats the purpose of doing a special or recording.
Well, it looks like we might be getting this coming from a lot more of our favorite comedians. When you go to a show, you might just have to sign an NDA, like the show that's coming up, this fabulous, funny, fabulously funny comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
We got tickets for you to win to go see that. We also have tickets for you to go check out Snoop Dogg. And we have tickets to the hottest concert going down in the Queen City. It's happening this Thursday. I'm talking about the Power 98 Winter Block Party. We have a chance for you to win some tickets for that. We also got our Madhouse question of the day. We got Game Show Monday. We're gonna let your light shine. Nosy Neighbor News. And Kyle's got his mix. Burpee's got his thoughts. I'm doing Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. And it's back, Burp.
What?
It's back, Burp.
What?
You know the holiday season is so much fun for me. It's back. We are playing Who's Ho? It's back. Who's Ho? So excited
about it. Why are you
saying
it like
that?
Oh
my goodness. I'm so excited about it. That was going down in our 9 o'clock hour. Make sure you're tuned in for your chance to win. We're going to be playing Who's Ho, all right?
Okay.
Let's get into our inspirational word of the day coming from Pastor RJ Davis.
Good morning. This is Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says, give thanks.
She will be at our winter block party. It's going down this Thursday at the Bojangles Coliseum. Leighton Green live there along with Megan Thee Stallion, DaBaby, and much more. And right now, we have those floor seats available on our website, power98fm.com, for just $100. We are putting you up close and personal with your favorite stars. Just $100. You need to go ahead and cop those today. I'm not sure how long that sale is going to last. All right. So go ahead. Pick them up. Concerts on Thursday. Cop those today. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for our Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
And that is being brought to you by Cheesecake Carousel. There's an authentic New York cheesecake company on the corner of Trade and Tryon. It's Cheesecake Carousel. You can choose from many cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and more. Cheesecake is our world. Quality is our passion.
All right, Madhouse. Today we are talking about colleges versus trade schools. Which one do you think is better? You know, if you have a kid in front of you or even for yourself, which one do you think is better? Colleges or trade schools? What you got, Bert?
I think it depends on your preference.
Mm-hmm.
College helped me out. I didn't graduate, but college helped me out in so many ways. It helped me learn about life. It helped me see other things. It helped me open my eyes, broaden my horizons about things that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Just by meeting different people, seeing different things, studying different things. But also, I don't think you need college.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody says it all the time. College ain't for everybody. It's not. So if you're great at a trade, do it. Profit off of it. Make some money. Go be a carpenter. Be the next Noah. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you in the aspect of college offers you a great experience. But I always took issue with this whole mindset of college isn't for everyone. Mm. And here's why. College is nothing like high school. So you don't know if college is for you until you at least try it. Mm. You go in and you experience it. And then once you do that, you can say, oh, no, that's not for me. You know, because college is nothing like your normal grade school. Mm. And, you know, nowadays, these jobs are being run by old school. And old school are believers of college. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, you may not even need that degree, but old school is going to say you need a degree in order to get a job here.
Get that lesson.
Yeah, you got to get it. So I would encourage people to go to college and just try it out. But I also think trades are great. But, you know, the wonderful thing about trades is more and more they are being offered in high school.
Yeah.
So I would say take part and try out those trades in high school. When I was in high school, trades were offered and my parents didn't allow me to do it because they wanted me to go to college. And I just wish that they would have allowed me to experience that and do the trade that I wanted to do. I wanted to go into cosmetology.
Really?
Yeah, and they wouldn't. They were like, "Nah, you going to do the normal route so that you can go to college."
Really?
But I encourage people to go off and do, you know, these trades early on.
You can do hair?
I mean, I'm not. I can do it to keep it up. But I want to go so I can expand my knowledge.
Right.
What do you think about it? Let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am Burpee. What is it? Spell it, Burp.
I am B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
There it is. Or you can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. In your opinion, which one is better? A trade or a college degree? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Comedian Burpee. We are the Morning Madhouse here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Suckers call them old school. We call them classic.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
622 here in the Queen City. It is 43 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 50. Your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by the Power 98 Winter Block Party. If you don't have your tickets, you need to get them now because we are celebrating Cyber Monday by making floor seats only $100. Log on to power98fm.com to get them now so you can see the baby, Megan Thee Stallion, and more this Thursday. The deal ends at 10 p.m. tonight. So go ahead and copy those tickets right now. All right, Frozen 2 had a great weekend. It's the highest grossing Thanksgiving film in history. It beat out the 2013 Hunger Games Catching Fire to become the highest grossing film over the Thanksgiving holiday, period. This brings the grand global total to $738 million in just 2 weeks, Bert.
What?
$738 million in just 2 weeks for Frozen 2. Mm. The rest of the top five was number two, Knives Out. Number three, Ford versus Ferrari. Number four, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And number five, Queen and Slim. Mm. All right. Did you have it? No, you
Come
haven't
on,
seen
black people.
You haven't seen Frozen 2.
Nope. No, I haven't seen. I was not taking my kids to go see Frozen over the holiday.
Well,
it was going to be packed.
It didn't need you because it got $738 million in just 2 weeks. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
All right. You trying to play Game Show Monday? Get on the phone lines right now, 570-WPEG, to find out what game you're going to be playing today. Here's music from the baby. It's called Bop here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Let's go. Ha.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The Baby, the name of the song, Bop. He's going to be here in the Queen City this Thursday. You need to pick up those tickets on our website, power98fm.com, because right now we got those floor seats going for $100. That's almost half price. I mean, that's crazy. You got to go ahead and pick those up. Burp, this video.
Hottest ever.
Crazy. I love this video. If you haven't seen this video, we have it up on our website, power98fm.com. You got to go check it out. But right now, it's almost time for Game Show Monday, and we got Miss Tanisha on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to play Game Show Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You know what I got to do. Tell me what I got to do.
Spin that wheel.
Thank you.
selected
trivia.
Ooh, trivia for you, Miss Tanisha.
She's she said, like, oh, Lord.
All right, you hold the line for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's coming up next. We're going to find out if Miss Tanisha is going to win these tickets with trivia on Game Show Monday. Keep it locked to Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Oh.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah. No games, play no games.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 707 here in the Queen City. About 44 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 50. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. He's Comedian Burpee. We are the Morning Madhouse. Don't forget to go answer our Madhouse question of the day, which is what, Burp?
The question of the day is, which do you think is better, going to college or going to trade school? And I was on the fence. I feel like it depends on what you want to do. If you're great at doing something, go on with that trade. If you feel like you need college to further your career, further your life, then go to college. It just depends.
I would say I'm sort of like do both. You know, there's a lot of high schools that encourage, that offer trade opportunities. Go ahead and start off early. Learn your trade. And then if you can get a great paying job right out of high school, then go for it. But if not, then go on and continue your education in a college. Nothing better than having a trade and a degree. You unstoppable then.
I take it back. Go to college. Make sure it's an HBCU, though.
There it is.
You do go.
Yeah. Do that. But go ahead and chime in on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee. And right around this time, each and every morning, we like to spread some positivity in the world. You know, with all the negativity that's going on, we try to err on the positive side of things. So if you want to send a shout out to whoever, it could be your mama, could be your brother, could be your sister, your auntie, your uncle, your cousin, or your who, Burp?
Shout out to your daddy.
Do it right, Burpee.
I'm sorry. Shout out to your daddy.
This is the time of the morning that we shine the light on great people.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You trying to let the light shine?
Yes, I am.
Who you letting the light shine on?
I'm letting it shine on everybody that woke up this morning, but especially my daddy, Golden. He is my daddy.
April said, y'all not going to question her about her daddy. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
Hey, good morning. I'm trying to let that light shine on number 33 for those Vans Cougars for doing what people said that they couldn't do. We'll meet them in Rockingham this Friday night, and we're going to win, too.
Shout out to Vans Cougars.
Yes, sir. Good morning. It's the plug. Who you letting shine?
I'm letting shine on all the silent wage service workers coming off a short weekend. Just coming from 122 out of safety.
Thank you.
Shout out to my daddy.
Power 98, good morning. You got a birthday shout out, don't you?
Yes, I do, Jessica.
All right, what you got?
I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Shy Asia. She turned 10 over the weekend. So I just want to give a shout out to her and let her know that her mom, dad, Jonathan, her brother, Davion, and her sister, Peyton, loves her very much.
Happy birthday to her. We do this each and every morning around this time. If you can't get through, you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Burp, who you want to shine the light on?
I want to shout out the Washington Redskins.
Really?
Yeah. I was at the game yesterday. Shout out to my boy K1 Short, KK, from the Carolina Panthers. You know, hooked us up yesterday.
I'm going to turn this music down for this. Go ahead.
I want to shout out the Redskins, man. Shout out to Darius Geis and them, and Dwayne Haskins and them, and all them boys out there, and Josh Norman. You know, we came out here. We came to Charlotte, and we won yesterday. And remember when everybody was screaming for, oh, we need to trade Cam Newton. I bet you want him back now. Go ahead and hit my music, Jess. I say, okay.
Now, I'm going to do a shine.
Oh.
I would like to do a shine. Oh. I like to shine the light, and I turn the music down for this so that he can hear this. I want to shine the light on KK.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because KK was so gracious to let you be up there in his suite with all of that red skin stuff on. You just disrespectful and you're rude.
He was so mad.
You're disrespectful and you're rude. And I don't appreciate you doing that to my brother KK. So I'ma shine the light on KK for not whooping your butt. Cause you know he huge. He huge.
I was on the other side.
He could have got you. So I'ma shine the light on him for practicing some self-restraint, because you're rude.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
It's necessary, it's crazy, it's needed.
With Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Right now, you can get two...
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his... No cap.
7:21 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News talking about T.I., that whole him going to the doctor with Deja thing. It is a whole nother part of this story. I got to let you know about this one. It's taking place in New York City. Dwayne Wade speaking out, defending his family. Going to let you know what he had to say. What's going on with Future? He posted a picture with a new bae. Got details about that. And Cardi B, she recently did an interview. And she said, you know, some of her favorite things. But she also admitted to her guilty pleasure. What is Cardi B's guilty pleasure?
Oh, watching me.
No, Burp. It has nothing to do with you.
I don't?
No, I'm going to let you know that right now.
She don't know
I'm me. Not even going to wait until the Nosy Neighbor News. Give me another one.
Guilty pleasure. Learning English?
Cardi B's guilty pleasure is learning English. Find out. You're going to die when you hear this one. You are going to die laughing when you hear what Cardi B's guilty pleasure is. That is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Keep it locked for your chance to win tickets to our Power 98 Winter Block Party with the Nosy Neighbor News coming your way right after this yellow beezy Chris Brown restroom occupied here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning. Hey, Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, December 2nd, being brought to you by Walmart. I'm going to be hanging out at the Walmart on Wilkinson Boulevard as we continue to collect toys for the CMPD's Explorer Project. We'll be there on Saturday, this Saturday, December 7th, from 12 until 2. Come on out and bring your kids so that they can take a picture with Santa. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. The internet has been going crazy over the Thanksgiving holiday when Future posted a picture of his rumored bae, Lori Harvey. He posted it on his Instagram story. The post came just days after it was rumored that they spent his birthday together. Someone, please check on Diddy. This girl is a savage. All right. T.I.'s hymen hysteria is still going strong. Burpee, check this story out. There is a New York assemblywoman who recently introduced a new bill that would outlaw what she describes as virginity tests and doctor's offices across the state. The woman says, I was horrified to see that this was happening. If a celebrity can impose his power to ensure his 18-year-old daughter gets checked, imagine what could be done in households across New York State. This woman wants to make it a Class D felony, for which medical professionals could be charged with sexual abuse. No word on when this bill will be voted on. Cardi B posted a video of herself attempting to indoor skydive at iFly, and it is hilarious. Unfortunately, she didn't make it very far. She immediately told them, get me out of here. If you all want to see that video, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. She also recently did an interview with Vogue magazine and talked about her favorite people and things and some of her guilty pleasures. Check them out. Cardi B's fashion icons are Missy Elliott, Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez. Her favorite food to cook, peanut butter and jelly. She says that she loves the soul food in Atlanta. She says that she still gets nervous around Beyonce, Rihanna, and Lady Gaga. And Burpee, Cardi B's guilty pleasure, which she said this with a straight face, smelling farts. That is Cardi B's guilty pleasure. Smelling farts.
Like her own?
I don't know. I don't know.
If it's her own, I feel you.
I don't know. Hey, look. I'm just letting y'all know what my nosy neighbors are telling me. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union posted a photo of them with their two kids, Zion and Kavea? I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. But some people had some not so nice things to say about Zion. It was recently announced by the family. He's 12 years old and he's gay. And his family have been very supportive of them. There were two responses on social media to the picture. Either they were supporting him or criticizing him. For those that were criticizing him, they said that Zion is too young to identify as gay. Others had no issue with his sexuality, but they said that 12 is too young for any male or female to have fake nails and to be wearing a shirt with their stomach out. Well, Dwayne Wade took to social media to address the critics. He says, I've been chosen to lead my family, not y'all. So we will continue to be us and support each other with pride, love, and a smile. If you want to see the picture, I also have that up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Juice WRLD and Tierra Marie. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
Do you know what I said about Future in the Nosy Neighbor News? We'll get on the phone line 570-WPEG. I have tickets for you to go to our winter block party this Thursday at the Bojangles Coliseum. Caller number one, I'm looking for you.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
See the Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, Fetty Wap, Leighton Green, Rob Wave, Black Zach, Zsa Zsa, and Ruby Rose. It's all going down at the Bojangles Coliseum. All you got to do is tell us the station that's making you a winner.
Power 98.
Congratulations to you. Now, you know, each and every morning around this time, Larry tells you why he's mad. I change it up, and I tell you why I'm glad, and I have a really nice little sweet Thanksgiving story for you. Let's find out.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Are you mad?
All right, now, I don't know if you remember this story, Bert, but back in 2016, a woman by the name of Wanda, she sent out a group text message inviting all of her family members to Thanksgiving dinner at her house in Arizona, okay? Mistakenly, that text message got sent to a guy by the name of Jamal.
Jamal.
And he shared this whole conversation that he had with the woman on social media. So this story went viral. She says, you know, she gives the information about where to meet up, and he responds, who is there? And she goes, your grandma. And she goes, grandma, can I have a picture? She sends a picture of herself, and he's like, yo, you not my grandma. And he's like, but can I still come by and get a plate? Right? You didn't hear about this story?
No.
This one happened back in 2016. And she said, of course, Thanksgiving is all about family, so you can definitely come by and get a plate. And you know what? He actually showed up. He went to the woman's house and had Thanksgiving dinner with her and her family, right? 4 years later, he is gone every year since then. It is like a new Thanksgiving tradition for him. He goes every year to this lady's house and has Thanksgiving with her.
Wait, where's he from?
I guess he's from Arizona also.
Oh, wow.
And doesn't say, he says it's kind of weird to be invited to a stranger's dinner, but he says he looks forward to this new tradition every year now. He said what made me want to go is that when I met her, she was pretty nice. So I decided that I'd just go and enjoy the time with her. It turned out to be a great thing. She's a great person to hang out with. We don't watch television or anything like that. We just sit at the table for a couple of hours and talk the whole time and tell stories and see how each other have been. Isn't that sweet?
That's dope.
That's so nice.
That's real dope.
4 years later, all behind a text message mix-up, he is still enjoying Thanksgiving dinner with this lady.
That's dope.
I remember when this story first dropped, so shout out to her for being so open and inviting this guy
right
to her house and being open every year. I think that's so sweet. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. That's what makes me glad today, Burp.
That's a nice little story.
It makes me glad.
That is a nice little story.
All right. I just wanted to share that with y'all because it's so sweet. All right. Coming up, Missy Incognito is live in the kitchen with the mix. Don't go anywhere. We're Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere.
Love this song. If you haven't seen Queen and Slim, this one is coming straight off the Queen and Slim soundtrack. Megan Thee Stallion, she will be in the Queen City this Thursday at our Power 98 Winter Block Party. We got floor seats on sale right now for $100. Floor seats, Bert.
Hundun.
You not getting floor seats to see Megan Thee Stallion and the baby. Oh my goodness, for $100. You not getting that.
For $100.
You got to go get them right now, though, because that sale ends tonight at 10 p.m. All right, Miss Incognito. Nito, thank you so much being in the mix live in the kitchen. You know what we do each and every morning around this time. We check in with Burpee, and he tells us what he is thinking about.
Okay. All right, Jessica. It's football season. You know, Thanksgiving just passed, all that. It's football on Thanksgiving. Around this time of the year, it's nothing but football. And football season can be so stressful. It's always that one fan that will rep their team no matter what, through thick and thin, no matter how bad the team is, no matter how good the team is, they're going to represent that team. Everybody know that one fan, whether it's your boyfriend, your homeboy, your girlfriend, whoever it is. But then again, you got them fans. They go through the ups and downs, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
They disown the team, that one fan that disowned the team for playing real bad.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they make one bad play, man, I can't stand this damn team. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself every year. They always sorry. I think they're going to do something different. It's that one person that does that every year. Then you got the fan that asks the coach why he making dumb calls, like the coach can really hear or pay attention to what he's saying. We're like, coach, bruh, like they the coach. Like, why are you throwing the ball deep on a cover two when there's two safeties back there when you should throw underneath, man? It's simple. Football is so simple. Damn, I hate this team. You got 2-1 right there. Then you got that one fan that act like they could have made it to the league. Well, you know damn well that they age, size, and knees won't let them make it to the damn NFL. Be like, look, they done made. Look, if I was back there playing quarterback, I would have made that throw strictly between the corner and the safety, because that's when you got to drop it in there. Because when I was in high school, I broke the state record for most touchdown passes. Nobody cares. That was 42 years ago, Leroy. Nobody gives a damn.
Burpee.
The moral of the story, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Is this me?
I was about to say, this sounds a lot like you, Bert.
I'm that fan. I went through all of these emotions yesterday as my Washington Redskins took on the Carolina Panthers. I disowned them, I hated them, and I loved them all at the same time. And I was yelling at the coach while I was in the damn suite. That was me. That's the moral of the story. I had to get that out of my system.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's Power 98's Winter Block Party, and it's almost here. December 5th at the Bojangles College.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
8:21 here in the Queen City. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. I'm looking through my stories, and I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to do. But I'm going to do this one about Billy Dee Williams.
No.
I figured that you would enjoy that one. If you haven't heard the news, we're going to be seeing a lot of Billy Dee Williams here lately. You know, he's getting ready to reprise his role as Lando in Star Wars. That's going to be dropping on December 20th. This is going to be his first time back since 1983 in Return of the Jedi. So he's doing a lot of media to promote this. In a recent interview, the actor made a big revelation. He described himself as both feminine and masculine. So he's gender fluid. He said, I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show that side of myself. He said that he is most proud of his Emmy nominated role as Gale Sayers in the 1971 movie Brian Song. It was a love story between two guys without sex. It ended up being kind of a breakthrough in terms of racial division. So Billy Dee Williams has basically said, you know, hey, I'm gender fluid. For Billy Dee Williams to say that, that's huge. That's huge. Hello? Are you still over there?
For who?
What do you mean for who? For
who? Huge for who?
I think it's huge for, think about men of his age coming forward and saying something like that. You don't hear that. You don't see that. Remember what was going on with Richard Pryor, and they were saying some stuff about him. Then I can't think of his name. It's Quincy Jones. He was saying some things, and, you know, it was a lot of flack that was coming. You don't hear men of his age making this type of revelation. And I think this is huge for him.
I'm trying to process. Why are there so many different labels? What's the difference between being gender fluid and then being transgender or being transvestite or being like?
Now, to answer that question, I do not know. I do not know. I do not.
What's gender fluid? What does that mean?
I believe, and I'm not 100% sure. As a matter of fact, if you're out there and you know the answer to this, give us a call, 570-WPEG. I think that it is just not referring to yourself or being labeled as a man or a female, like, specifically.
Okay, that's dumb.
You just sort of flow with it.
Okay, let's make that be known. That's dumb.
Well,
in my opinion, that does not mean, people, that I'm homophobic or that is this or that is that. It doesn't matter what you identify yourself as. Like my brother, for instance, my brother identifies himself as a woman. But to say that you don't see yourself as either, come on, man. Y'all, that's too much. That's going too far.
Well, that is what's going on with Billy Dee Williams. You know what? Let's talk about it on my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm going to put it up in my story, all right? I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quickie's trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Coming up is Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. And guess who's in the courthouse today?
Who, Jessica?
The guy and myself.
Ooh.
He done made me mad over Thanksgiving
Ooh,
holiday.
I'm voting against you just because.
Find this out.
All right.
I'm in the courtroom this morning. All right.
Tell the whole story, Jessica.
I am. I'm going to tell the entire story.
I'm
going to tell the entire story. I promise I'm going to tell the entire story. All right. So, Thanksgiving was this weekend. I cooked everything for Thanksgiving with the exception of the turkey. We bought the turkey. Okay? There are only four of us in the household. Okay. Myself, the guy, the little one next door, and the guy's mom came down for Thanksgiving dinner. Right. So on Thanksgiving morning, we went out to go see the parade. On the way back home, I was like, oh, we need to get something to drink. So we stopped by the grocery store to pick up some drinks. While we were there, the guy asked me, he said, hey, can you fry some chicken? I was like, I don't really want to, but I obliged and I picked up a small pack of wings. No, I said there were only four of us. Okay. He put the small pack back and got a big old family pack mm-hmm. of wings. All right. I said, look, we don't need all that. I already have three meats that I'm making that are going to be out for dinner. Like, we don't need all that. But he insisted. I didn't want to be bothered with this, but I went ahead and I fried the chicken. When it was dinner time, there were only two of them wings on his plate. Okay? Two of them wings on his plate. That's not the problem. The very next day, this dude had the audacity to say, can we go by the Chinese place so that I can get some chicken wings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, yo, we got plenty of wings at the house. There's no need for us to go over here to go get some chicken wings. He says to me, I don't want those wings because when you reheat them, they will not be crispy.
Thanks.
This is why he said he did not want these chicken wings that he made me fry. Might I add, I had this whole Thanksgiving dinner lined up, ready to go. I had it prepared weeks in advance. I mean, not prepared, but like in my mind, knew what I was going to make, the process and everything. Because you got to prep things in advance and all, you know. I had everything together. This fried chicken was last minute. Mm. Okay? He said he didn't want them because when you reheated them, they wouldn't be crispy. I was upset. I didn't want to make these damn wings in the first place. So I told him, you know what? You can cook for Christmas. I'm not doing it.
Christmas? Okay? Hold on. That's a whole nother holiday.
Yep. Why you? The next big holiday that's coming around is Christmas, and he got it.
Because you know what?
You asked me to make these damn chicken wings, and then you eat two? You eat two? Now, his mom ate chicken, his daughter ate chicken and things like that, but we still had a lot left over because we had so many meats and he bought so much chicken. So, Madhouse Nation, I want to know who's wrong in this situation. Was he wrong or was I wrong?
Why you ain't bring none here?
I didn't ask for your opinion yet, Burpee.
I ain't giving my opinion. I just want to know why you ain't bring none here since you had so much left over.
Oh, so you know what, Burpee? I will bring the chicken here tomorrow.
I'll eat some two-day-old chicken. I don't give a damn.
Thank you, Burpee. That's what I'm saying. And there are ways to... There are ways to refresh the chicken. I know how to refresh the chicken and make it crispy. 570-WPEG. We need you to call in here and let me know. You can refresh chicken. You can learn how to do anything on Pinterest. 570-WPEG. This is Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artist with Grammy.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where today on the docket is Miss Jessica versus the guy. Yes. I am in the courtroom today. All right. So this one happens over the Thanksgiving break where I had the dinner all planned out, Bert. Nothing too big or fancy because it was only about four of us that were eating. Myself, the guy, the guy's daughter, and the guy's mother. We were all eating together. On Thanksgiving morning, we ran to the grocery store to get some juice. We ain't had no juice in the house. We needed some juice. While we were there, he asked me to fry some chicken. I obliged and grabbed a small pack of wings. He put the small pack back and got a family pack of wings. I said, we don't need all that. I already have three other meats, but he insisted. I didn't want to be bothered with it, but I went ahead and I fried this chicken. When it was dinner time, I saw two wings on his plate. All right? Now, that isn't the problem. The next day, this dude had the audacity to go to the Chinese place to get some damn chicken wings. I told him we got plenty of wings at the house. He said that he didn't want them because they wouldn't be crispy when you reheated them. I was ticked off. I didn't want to make those wings in the first place. So I told him, you know what? You cook for Christmas because I'm not doing it. So I want to know who is wrong in this situation. Is it the guy or is it me? And it better not be me. Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I was calling to talk about that chicken.
All right.
Asking why he couldn't just put that thing in the oven. Because it ain't nothing to put chicken in the oven on 400 for a good 5 to 10 minutes.
That's it. That's all you got to do, Bert. Chicken can be reheated. It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with eating second day chicken. 570-WPEG. What you got on this?
Okay, I wanted to say this. I think both of you guys are in the wrong. First of all, it seems as though the guy has a big heart and he wanted it to be more than enough meat. Mm-hmm. So I can feel him on that, like he wanted to get extra meat, extra chicken or whatever. And I understand about him not wanting to eat it the next day. And if he's spending his money, let him spend it, honey.
That's not the point. And I should have hung up on you when you said it was both of our fault. That's not the point.
No, you should not have hung up on that sweet young lady.
I'm a fair judge.
For saying you... Who's a fair judge?
I am.
But you're going to hang
up on her? I'm going to let her get a whole point out. But I should have hung up. It's not the point about the money. You wasted my time. Power 98, good morning.
Man, I'm calling out that damn chicken, man. That man no damn believe wrong for that chicken, man.
There you go. That man,
trying to choose. Trying to get yours.
Man, no, he wrong for that chicken. 570-WPEG.
He didn't get no explanation.
That's, you know why, Bert? Because he just wrong.
No, because he done made you his woman crush wins on Instagram.
Whatever.
And now he got through on the phone line.
Whatever. 570-WPEG, what you got on this case today? We're going to come back with the verdict. Don't you hang up on those phone lines. I'm coming to you next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Introducing the Breakfast Savers menu at McDonald's. Choose from the sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, sausage...
Baby, I love you.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where today I'm in the courtroom along with the guy. All right. Quick story. Thanksgiving, I had the whole meal planned out on Thanksgiving morning. We ran to the store real quick to get some juice. He was like, hey, I need you. Will you make some fried chicken? I told him I ain't really want to, but I obliged. I grabbed the small pack of chicken. He put the small pack back and was like, no, get the family pack. I said, we don't need all that. I got three other meats and it's only four of us. But he wanted it, so I went ahead and I made this fried chicken. At dinner time, he had two wings on his plate. Two wings on his plate.
Well.
But that isn't the problem. The next day, he had the audacity to say that he was going to the Chinese place to get some wings. I told him we got plenty of wings in the house. He said that he didn't want them because they wouldn't be crispy.
Well, so
I told him. I ain't want to make them damn wings in the first place. And for Christmas, he can cook. So I'm just wondering who's wrong in this situation. Was it me or was it him? Power 98, good morning.
I'm sorry, but you can't cook?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. You know what? You're in contempt. Get out of my courtroom. I can cook.
Don't. That's rude. You ain't least want to hear him out?
Excuse me? No, I ain't want to hear him out because... Object. Power 98. Good morning. What you got?
Jessica, I'm with you. He on his own. For Christmas. Ain't no food on the way. Food. No.
This is a smart woman that's on the phone line. Power 98. Good morning. What you got on it?
Oh, I don't see anything wrong with what he did. I don't see anything wrong with it at all. He just didn't want your chicken the second day. And he went and got what he wanted. His preference. Nothing's wrong with that.
And this is a not so smart woman that's on the
your
phone.
Your chicken. You notice they keep saying your chicken. That's
I know.
It's a growing theme
it's
here.
It's like, hold up. Who are you trying to play here?
It's a growing theme here.
First of all, his mama liked the chicken, and his daughter liked the chicken, and I liked the chicken. I ain't getting no complaints about the chicken. Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. What you got?
Oh, I want to talk about this chicken.
All right, what you got?
He's not even going nowhere for this chicken. If he ain't going to eat the chicken, who got to eat the chicken? He better call his mama and his daughter back over to eat the chicken.
You're so rude.
We don't waste no food. That's a thing. That's in the good book. We don't waste no food. You gotta eat that chicken.
Thank you. And who is he to go against what's in the good book?
First of all, that's not in the Bible.
It is in the Bible.
No.
First Colossians. Don't waste no food.
I'm sorry. First what?
Colossians. Power 98. Good morning. What you got on this one?
Jessica, you can't cook.
Did you call back?
Yeah, I called back.
Rude. Why would you call
Why
back?
You cut him off? Why you keep cutting him off? He got a point to make.
Cuz. I got to get the bailiff on him. Got to get him back in my courtroom. All right, Burp. What you got on it?
Oh, you was wrong, Jessica. Leave that man alone. He wants some more chicken. He didn't say, baby, can you go buy me some chicken from the Chinese place? He said he was going to get chicken from the Chinese food place because he wanted crispy wings. Obviously, you didn't put enough flour on your chicken wings.
I would like to take this part about me not being able to cook out of the equation. Because let me tell you, baby, I know how to season some chicken.
That's
all right?
What everybody said.
That's not what everybody said. That's not what everybody said.
You.
That's what you and this dude said, okay? And that other woman. It
what
was three
you
should
have done is you should have taken the flour and put it in a Walmart bag. Don't, but it sounds
don't
like
do me.
You put it in a sandwich bag. It don't need to be in a sandwich don't, bag, Jessica.
Don't do me, okay? What I know how to do is season some chicken.
Hey,
that chicken
guy,
was just fine.
Jessica was dead wrong. She panicked for telling you to cook for Christmas.
But you
girl.
Know what? Listen, you know what? Your vote, along with everybody else that came in here, tells us that I am innocent
no. And
the guy is guilty.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain.
Looks like the guy's gonna be frying chicken for Christmas. 570
WPG. He should only make two pieces.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I want to hear what the rest of you all have to say on this one, so go leave it on the voicemail. 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. And if you have a case that needs to be heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, whatever it is, it could be about relationships, it can be about chicken. Send me an email right now, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has two D's. Thank you to all the jurors that called in here. Innocent. I am innocent.
No, nobody, no.
They all said it, Burpee. You heard the people calling. Get out of here. Y'all know what's back, and I'm so excited about it. We're going to be playing Who's Ho. Cannot wait for this game.
This is WPEG. Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rock Hill. It's Power 98's Winter Block.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 903 here in the Queen City. December's here. You know what that means, Burpee! Yeah. It's time to play my favorite game. Who's Ho? I'm so excited it's back. All right, so for those of you all that are new to the show, don't know how to play Who's Ho, Burpee, tell them how to play.
This is how the game goes. We will play a celebrity saying Merry Christmas. You have to guess what celebrity it is saying it.
They and saying then more than Merry prize. Christmas, though, Burp.
They saying ho, 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 Merry
there
Christmas.
There it is.
That's why we call it Who's Ho.
Yeah. You got to guess who it is that's hoeing. Who's Ho?
Who's... Yes, you all have to guess who is hoeing during the holidays.
Yes.
So a lot of people hoeing during the holidays.
We got a lot of celebrities that have been hoeing. So we need you all to call up here and tell us who it is, whose hoe it belongs to. Okay? 570-WPEG.
These ain't random hoes.
If you want to play. No, these not just random hoes. These celebrity hoes right here.
These high maintenance hoes.
These are like real deal hoes right here. 570-WPEG. If you want to call up here and you want to play, who's hoe? Oh, I can't wait. All right, while you're dialing, here's some Travis Scott for you. Charlotte's Blood Power 98. Good morning. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Ed.
Ed, what's going on? Ed, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, Ed. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this drop for you from a celebrity, and they're hoeing, and then you got to tell us whose hoe it is. All right?
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas over here.
Now, do you know who that is, or do you want the hint?
I need the hint.
This rapper is considered a lunatic.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas over here.
All right, Ed. Who is it?
That hoe belongs to me and Nelly.
That's what it is.
Win, win, win.
That's my hoe.
That is correct. You got it right. And because you got it right, we are going to send you to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival going down with Mike Epps, LaBelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Wayne, and Jess Hilarious at the Bojangles Coliseum. You need to tell everybody what station hooked you up, homeboy.
Look, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.